This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Initial results indicate current governor, Democrat Gray Davis, was recalled by a considerable margin, while Schwarzenegger trounced his competitors on the replacement ballot. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The ballroom where the Schwarzenegger campaign celebrated victory last night was so packed, fire marshals closed the room to throngs of supporters who'd hoped to share the historic moment. Addressing the delirious crowd, Arnold Schwarzenegger repeated the goals that formed his campaign platform: restore the state's economy and restore trust in government.
The first choice that we must make is the one that will determine our success. Shall we rebuild our state together, or shall we fight amongst ourselves, create even deeper division, and fail the people of California? Well, let me tell you something. The answer is clear. For the people to win, politics as usual must lose.
He also said that today he would call the leaders of the legislature, Republicans and Democrats.
And I will let them know that my door will always be open, that I want to work with them together for the good of California.
Schwarzenegger has his work cut out for him. At the Gray Davis campaign gathering, it couldn't really be called a party. Sheila Kuehl, the second-ranking Democrat in the Senate, reacted cautiously to the idea of the Democrat-dominated legislature working with the Governor Schwarzenegger.
I think we'll be cordial, as we always have been to every governor, but we're certainly not going to cave to whatever he wants to do.
But the very size of Schwarzenegger's victory may make legislators more willing to work with him, says Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
He can claim a mandate. He beat the point spread. I think a lot of people predicted that Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to win. I think very few people predicted the margin by which he won. And I think that gives him a bit of leverage in his early dealings with the California state legislature.
As for Davis, says Pitney, well, the voters were just sick and tired of him.
Davis is a politician who didn't build a base of support. He didn't make friends on a personal level or on a broader political level. And when he got in trouble because first of the energy crisis and the budget crisis, he didn't have his own safety net to fall back on.
The atmosphere was decidedly less mellow at Gray Davis's event. He addressed a sad and angry crowd of loyalists when he conceded the election. With his wife Sharon standing at his side, Davis said he'd told her and his mother, who'd flown in from the East Coast, that this stage was a no-crying zone. We'll cry later, he said. But during his speech, he smiled often and tried to be gracious in defeat.
Now I have a different message for you. I am calling on everyone in this state to put the chaos and the division of the recall behind us and do what's right for this great state of California.
In a few weeks, we'll have a new governor, said Davis. And the crowd chanted, recall, recall, recall. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.